I remember waking up that morning with fever, chills, fatigue, loss of appetite. It felt like a flu at first. Thankfully, I had a doctor's appointment scheduled for the next day on Friday the 13th. They ended up doing a flu test on me, and that came back negative. I did not think it was COVID-19. There were only a few outbreaks. You know, I didn't hear about many in Indiana or in Florida. My provider told me to stay home and self-quarantine until I got my COVID results back. I had no desire to do anything, mostly staying in bed, just watching Netflix all day. And I think the worst part was just the duration of symptoms, because usually I've had a flu in the past and fever and chills might last 2 or 3 days, but this thing was lingering, and I think that was scary. So I actually had to wait 7 days to get my results. So on the 20th, I finally found out that I was positive for COVID-19. It was a very busy day. So actually, I had a financial aid meeting that morning via Zoom, talking about all the debt that I'm in as a medical student. So that's already putting me in a sort of funk. And then I got my results an hour before I found out where I was going to match for residency for emergency medicine. So I think all these things kind of, it was a lot to handle in a day. I was a bit in shock. I was expecting her to call and say, hey, your COVID-19 results came back negative. But when she said positive, I was like, really? I think by that point in time, I just figured it was something else, it was another virus. Once I received that phone call, they told me to self-quarantine for another 7 days. And they said, yeah, once you're done with that, you don't have to stay at home. But then, of course, Indiana issued the stay-at-home order. So it's kind of like continuing your quarantine, I guess. But just finishing that 14-day quarantine, I was very, very conscientious and a bit paranoid about the fact that I know I just recovered from COVID, because, you know, we're not quite sure about viral shedding times and things like that. You know, just want to make sure I'm still keeping my distance even more so if I am going out in public. I think once I finally accepted the fact that I had it, I think I understood even more so personally the severity of this virus. And for me, it knocked me out for about 2 weeks. And I'm someone I consider relatively young, healthy. I don't have any medical conditions or anything like that. I try to exercise and eat healthy. And it's still, you know, probably the most sick I've ever been in my life. And I can only imagine what it's doing to other people with, you know, other medical conditions, other people that are older and things like that. If anything, I think it makes me more excited to join the front lines. I have some sort of immunity. I'm a little less scared to treat these patients. And having it firsthand, I can empathize a bit better, you know, with those patients as well. Actually, the governor of the state of Indiana issued an executive order to allow fourth-year medical students to graduate early and allow us to help out with this pandemic. So I was planning on moving back home, but, you know, just seeing the help that's needed, you know, I decided to stay here a little bit longer in Indiana.